Virginia, New Jersey, and Massachusetts. Everyone thought, wait until 2020, what happens if you want to press the weapons of my day? We can start our program tonight with a presentation of the colors by the Boy Scouts. We'll present the colors at this time. Please rise for the colors.
Congratulations. Please bow your heads. Almighty God, Father in heaven, we gather before you tonight in awe of your gracious gift of life and for the blessings of liberty you have bestowed upon us. As we recognize the wisdom of our founding fathers and their acknowledgement of your hand in our nation's birth, we pray to you tonight as a nation in desperate need of spiritual, moral, and political leadership. We humbly pray for forgiveness, Lord, and for wisdom in our time as we seek the truth, your truth. God, we ask your favor and blessing for Sarah Palin. Please continue to give her wisdom, strength, and keep her safe as she travels across the country. We pray for the men and women in the armed forces, past and present, and for their families that are making incredible sacrifices on our behalf. We thank you, God, for the inspirational political awakening by millions of patriots all across this country who have volunteered tirelessly at tea parties and town halls. We pray for our elected officials, Lord, that they'll understand the greatness in this country lies in its people, in our ability to solve our own problems, and in our reliance upon you, God, not in the dependence upon government. And finally, as your humble servants, we pray to you, God, please use us to do your will, to change your world, one heart at a time. In your glorious name we pray. Amen.
Representative from about the Brian one goal of the executive committee is to lend support to those who are in office and those who want to run for political office. As I would have predicted, because of our special guest, Governor Palin, we have a very long list. I would like to recognize each and every one, but I ask you to save your applause to the end and give a big standing ovation for those who serve us today and may be serving us down the road. And if you don't, I'm going to raise everybody's taxes. Just kidding. Elected officials, we'll start with Congressman Aaron Schott, Mayor Crotty, who you've all seen tonight, Senator Lee Constantine, State Senator Andy Gardner, State Senator Leo Negron, Speaker Designate Dean Cannon, State House Representative Sandy Adams, State Representative Rachel Byrne, State Representative Steve Kinsville, State Representative Eric Osnagel, State Representative Mike Horner, State Representative Kirk Kelly, State Representative Brian Nelson, State Representative Scott Plankton, State Representative Steve Precourt, State Representative David Rivera, County Clerk Lydia Gardner, Orange County Commissioner Fred Brummer, Orange County Commissioner Scott Boyd, Osceola County Commissioner John Kionis, Orange County Commissioner Mildred Fernandez, School Board Member Christine Moore, Seminole County Property Appraiser David Johnson, the Town of Windermere Mayor Gary Bruin, the Florida Party National Committee Man Paul Center, Orange County's Republican State Committee Woman Nancy Patterson, Orange County State Committee Man Jerry Braley. Now for those candidates, Congress District 7 John Micah, Congress District 8 Dennick Dunmeyer, Dan Finelli, Kurt Kelly, Congressman District 24 Sandy Adams, Craig Miller, Congressional District David Rivera, Holly Benson, Florida Attorney General, State House District 33, Alice Sterling, State House District 35, Dean Cannon, State House District 37, Scott Plankton, State House District 38, Brian Nelson, State House District 41, Steve Cookport, Orange County Mayor Candidate, Matt Falconer, Orange County Mayor Fernandez, Orange County Mayor Candidate Teresa Jacobs, and Orange County District 3 Fred Brummer. Please give a big warm hand to all these folks who serve tonight. Thank you very, very much.
presents her to her grandson, Darren. Some words that she wrote upon leaving the U.S. Senate. And this is what she wrote. These are the words of Paula Hawke. America must win this battle. Therefore, I will work. I will save. I will sacrifice. I will endure. I will do so cheerfully and do my utmost as if the whole struggle depended on me. What awesome words as a great Republican.
Restrain evil. make good fiscal decisions, and she's absolutely right. I've said this before, and I'll say it again. Republicans believe that just like excessive borrowing and rampant spending by the private sector got us into this recession, it is foolishness to believe that excessive borrowing and rampant spending by the public sector will make us out of it.
Do this for the rest of the country. God bless you, Florida. As you see, Lincoln Day dinner. As a kid, he's more remembered on his game, and he, making quite an impression through our history books, was the beard and the log cabin, that tall stature, and the stone pipe hat. Remember? The cool thing about all that is just think we still have, all these years later, we still have that iconic picture in our minds of Abraham Lincoln. And he didn't even have an image consultant, you know, to get us to remember this. He didn't have any $100,000 borrowed wardrobe from a fucking machine. We still remember everything about him, thank goodness. The stovepipe hat, especially. You know what Lincoln used it for? It was his traveling office. He put his date book and his checkbook and letters in that hat. And when he had an idea, he would jot it down on a piece of paper, and he would put it in the hat band inside that hat. He was a smart guy. But I gotta tell you, taking those notes, the palm of one's hand sufficed to... in the poor man's teleprompter right now.
Stop the tree, and they start listening to the American people.
country, but energy touches every one of our challenges, from the value of our paychecks to our nation's interests abroad. Inherent in energy, there is an inherent link between energy and security, energy and prosperity, and energy and freedom. As governor of Alaska, the largest, most resource-rich state in the Union, the last frontier really is America's Fort Knox, and a central plank in my platform was ramping up production of energy resources, and we pursued a three-point approach: conservation, responsible, ethical development of conventional sources, and then exploration of the renewable technologies so that we could tap into alternative sources. We set out to harness 50% of our electricity from renewables, and that's an unprecedented goal in the U.S. We sought to use earnings from a multi-million dollar renewable energy fund to pay for projects like the hydro and the wind and the geothermal and the biomass. Only those things, though, that are doable and economical and real. None of this snake oil, utopian-ish, green dreaming stuff, but real projects that can create real jobs and real savings. And it all has to be based on real science. Developing our domestic resources. We got rid of corruption and special interests and backing sweetheart deals with industry. And some bigwigs ended up going to jail as we came in and swept out some corruption. And we built a process that valued competition and innovation. Government can play an appropriate role in the private sector's development. Government's appropriate role is to level the playing field, not pick winners and losers and bail out and shove out and take over private industry. We stuck to our principles and rolled up our sleeves and got the largest private sector infrastructure project in North America's history off the dot. A natural gas pipeline can build, it can bring 35 trillion cubic feet of natural gas to market finally. And it can also save hundreds of trillions of cubic feet that are not yet tapped. really good at pivoting away from the fact that it has been the Democrats in charge of those purse strings these last few years, and the media lets them get away with that, and the media lets them get away with getting all the problems on George W. Bush, which is even more nonsense than Barack Obama continues to do that. But at least over the past year, the left putting us on track to quadruple with the deficit, and then they proposing this sort of spending freeze, which those who are paying attention to what the spending freeze is all about, I mean, we're just scratching our heads going, really? You really want to even term that a spending freeze after they've grossly gorged themselves in the public trough and spending America's money, well, money that America doesn't even have, and beating and freezing certain programs at a certain level. Senator Thune said, no, not spending freeze, that's like putting a band-aid on a self-inflicted gunshot wound. It's not enough. We have to go further. We have to cut spending, not simply stall its growth. We have to cut taxes so our mom and pops and our families can't keep more of what they earn. And then we'll reinvest, and our businesses will hire more people, will grow, and be able to produce more in this country and prosper and thrive. The funny thing is that Washington wants all of us to think that this is just way over our heads, and all of this is just way too complicated for all of us to understand. But everyday Americans know better. And we're not taking it anymore. We're not believing everything the mainstream media is spewing at us and the White House wants to twist and pivot around and throw our way. We know better. Because we know real history. So we know what works. And we know that the foundational principles are pretty darn simple. Like when families or our small businesses start running our finances this way, what do? We scale down our budgets and we tighten our belts. And isn't that what we teach our children to live within our means? It's what Todd and I would do to make paper or buy new equipment for our commercial fishing business. It's just pretty fundamental. But in Washington, it's the complete opposite the way they choose to address the problem. They unveiled a record-busting $3.8 trillion federal budget and proposed a lectures us, and they apologize for us, and they mock, and they've spent the better part of a year talking down to us, and they tell us that Americans would learn to like their programs if only we were smart enough to understand them. Well, I'm not used to them. We understand plenty. We know what they're trying to do to this country, and we get it. We don't like it. We don't want European-style Obamacare. Imitation may be a sincerest. We want a system that reflects our values and our principles and America's love of freedom. We want that the systems and policies that reflect that freedom that we know is worth fighting for. We want solutions that are uniquely American. Now, I've been in parts of the political machine all my years, as a council member, and as a mayor, and a city manager, as an oil and gas regulator, and as a governor, and as a VP candidate, and I don't shy away from calling it like I see it even within my own party. But this is where the Republican Party has it right, and why I am so proud to be a part of the party of Lincoln. Because in the Republican Party, it is the GOP. We do believe still that the best ideas aren't the ones that we import from other countries. The ones that reflect our country's proud history and values are the Republican Party values that are embraced by all of us. It's the GOP that still believes that America's best days are yet to come. And we believe that God has shed his grace on us, that this is a special place. And we ask for God's protection, his protection, and his favor as we dedicate our land to him. And we believe, as Lincoln did, that this nation is the last best hope on earth. And we still believe that America is exceptional.
America's finest are men and women in uniform, our finest. They're
try to put you in prison. A very courageous woman, Angie Lincoln.
Yeah.